did you see when you watched the game again, just defensively?
It was a tough one. I think the biggest thing was just getting off field on third down. We got them third and long many, many times in the game. And if you don't get off on third down, you know, they get another set of downs, and that hurts your rushing, defense, hurts everything. So I think that was our biggest thing that we, you know, can improve on. But there's good things and bad things, you know, obviously more bad things this week. But we got to take the good and look forward to next week.
Statistically, the numbers are not as good the last, like, three or four games. Kind of coincides a little bit with Trevathan being up. When you watch on film, do you see the lapses, or do you see that it's just not the same as it's been defensively the last few games?
No, not necessarily. Obviously, Danny's a huge part of our defense, but I think the guys that have really stepped up. I think it's necessarily not one position. I think we all need to play a little bit better. And we just need to make the plays that come to us. You know, myself, there have been a lot of plays that I've missed, you know, this last game especially. And to each guy, just making those little plays, you know, if we can make stop a play, a run play for 2 yards, not let it go 5 yards, you know, it just puts ourselves in such a better position for second down, third down, and so on. But, you know, definitely Danny, not having Danny, he's a huge part, but I think the guys have really stepped up and held their own back there.
What stood out to you about some of the fumbles that you guys were able to get on yesterday and create?
Well, you know, they're huge plays. That one, the guy ran through my gap for, I think it was like 40 yards or something like that, and the defensive backs made a great play, and you know, I was very thankful for them doing that, you know, so then my play didn't look as bad. But it's just everyone playing together, you know. We try to stress that in practice every single week. We have turnover Thursday, you know, just always constantly trying to make that kind of a habit for everyone, trying to punch at the ball, strip the ball out, get on the ball. And then it just becomes a habit, and I think that's something that we're definitely trying to do each and every week, and I think that we're getting better at it each and every week. It's just hopefully we can get on more fumbles, more balls on the ground.
You know, you're in the same unit as Akeem, in the same meeting rooms. What stands out about his effort level consistently this year?
You know, I think he brings everyone's play up. You know, I told him this, like, when he got here, you know, I think he's elevated my play even. You know, he's such a big personality and everything, and just to watch him go out there and how he plays a game, how physical he is, how he throws guys around, I think everyone kind of builds off that. You know, you see his intensity, you see his strengths, you see his hustle. There was a play in the game last week where he ran the quarterback down like 30 yards on a scramble, you know, and if he wouldn't have been there, the quarterback would have ran it in. So it's just things like that where we're playing for one another. Obviously, things didn't go our way last week, but it's one of those things that we just got to keep building on the good.
Is the overall play of this defensive line this season something that you, I don't know, at this tough spot in the season, what there's left to play for, but keeping that going for 16 games, just that play by this defensive line, is that something you can hang on?
Can you shorten the question up a little bit?
Just keeping that going. I mean, obviously, the playoffs are kind of out of the picture here. So just building, continuing to build on what this D-line has done this season and finishing the season that way.
You know, yeah, we're a prideful group, you know, the defense as a whole. So that hurt yesterday, you know. Some guy, you know, we're pissed off, to tell you the truth. You know, we didn't play up to our standard. And I think these next, you know, this next game, that's all of our focus is on, San Fran. You know, this last week's in the past, but we have a standard that we want to play at. And it doesn't matter who we're playing, what week it is, what our record is, anything like that. We want to go out there and show people how Chicago Bears play defense. And, you know, it's something that, like I said before, it really doesn't matter what our record is, anything like that. You said that we don't have anything to play for, but we feel like we do have a lot to play for. And we're going to go out there and show it this next Sunday.
How much time did you spend sitting on an airplane last night?
Quite a few hours. You know, it's always tough after a long game, but stuff happens, you know. So it's kind of rough, but it's definitely be a story to tell your kids, you know. Hey, I remember this one time, you know, but Yeah, that's about it. I didn't walk in my door until around midnight, so, yeah.
So what, 2.5 hours on the tarmac?
Yeah, but I would rather fly on a plane that's safe and sound than rather than one that doesn't have a computer working on it, so I don't want to roll the dice. My wife wouldn't like that if I didn't get home, so.
What do you do to pass the time?
You know, I just watched TV, watched the game, Sunday Night Football. Watched the film. They pushed the film out to us right away after the game, so I got on my iPad, started watching the film, and, you know, just get some extra work in right away.
I imagine there's probably a time where you feel pretty miserable having to watch film of a loss like that on a little airplane.
Yeah, it is tough, I mean, but it's what we signed up for, you know. There's going to be good and bad times, but hopefully the good times outweigh the bad times, so. You know what? Everyone's been talking about that. I've kind of been plugged up, like in my nose and stuff. So I haven't been smelling any of that stuff. Everyone has asked me about it, but I guess you guys are smelling it more than I am. So,
Mitch, is there a benefit to watching film of yesterday's game, or do you just want to move away from that as quick as you can?
I think there's always a benefit of watching film, no matter how good it is or how bad it is. There's always stuff that you can take away from the good, obviously, and definitely from the bad. You know, there's always stuff that you can say, hey, we can do this better, this and that. So I think it's always good to watch the film, no matter how good or bad.
Thanks, guys.